in that system, that service to other, it may be. It may be. But be careful.
I guess it's a good thing that they haven't come to visit him in his dreams for many years then.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You might ask him if the conversation gets to it, and you can say it delicately, or ask, you know, did he have any scary dreams or negative, apparent negative contact? Because that might be part of what's going on still.
Hmm.
So, okay. Anyway,
thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Comment or question?
I'm trying to decide what question I should ask, but something that occurs to me right at this moment, with the way the universe is set up with the, you know, the positive versus negative, how is it that, so there's nowhere in the universe where there is warfare between planets, it's all just wars over consciousness. Is that kind of how it works? Like, we have this whole idea, like in movies, that, you know, there's this imperialistic view of the future where you can conquer other planets and all this stuff. That actually doesn't ever happen?
No.
Or, like, are there 3D entities out there that do this? Like, because it seems like 3D entities could do that because they don't have any knowledge of higher self, you know?
Right. Physical warfare occurs mainly on 3D planets between 3D souls who are negative to negative, or negative to positive, in that those, you know, they're defending liberty and freedom and justice and positive principles. So you could have 3D positives, polarizing positive, against 3D negatives, going negative, on a 3D planet. The main intervention from higher dimensions is by thought and inspiration of positive and negative receivers or callers in the 3D world. Very, very few 3D civilizations can get off their planet and into, you know, having the technology, mechanical technology in this case, to get to other stars. So, generally, 3D is not a threat to other planets. It's a threat when nuclear weaponry is developed to other dimensions and portions of creation around or interfacing with that planet. But I don't think, as far as I know, 4D positive is, you know, involved in a holding action or a neutralizing action by thought against Orion trying to come through into 3D, but it's not by weaponry. It's by the you know, love, light, thought projection, which does rebuff. And then there is quarantining, the quarantine of a 3D planet like Earth, which limits negative intervention also. But there has to be a response to the call. So if you have 3D negatives calling for negative information, they have a right to get it. And they have a right to do their thing here, too. So I think the grays are 4D negative. 4D negative fights itself, but because there's no veil, they very quickly know the pecking order and don't need to physically fight, although there are thought battles, light battles that they may have to see who's stronger at any one point along their continuum. But generally, they know exactly who has what degree of power, and therefore who is above who. So the notion of imperialism is true. Cosmic imperialism, empire building, that is the purpose of Orion. But they primarily work behind the scenes through the 3D negative elite, primarily by thought transfer, sometimes technology, although that is limited also, and it's under higher management, positive management. But generally, as far as I know, 4D is the only one, actually, that does any direct action against negatives, Ross said, because fourth density positive is the only level which lacks the wisdom to refrain from the battle, meaning five and six density Confederation members positive don't don't engage in the battle. And also, that's a little clue for us down here on the ground that battling negativity is a drop-down from fifth and sixth density wisdom and unified love wisdom, six, in our way of service. So higher service is to offer wisdom or offer love, light, blended love, wisdom in service. So, yeah, Joel recommends the movie called The Fourth Kind. So if you're interested in some of that, you might see 4D negative intervention methods and trickery and, you know, warfare and things like that. So anyway, thanks for the question. It is important to understand Orion. And that link I gave, lawofone.info, regarding Orion is helpful. We'll also talk more about it in the next sessions, where we're gonna go through this PDF fully, the other portions of it. Renee, anything you'd like to say? Yeah, the question Renee asked is, do we visit other dimensions for service during our sleep? Yes, we do. And the Seth Speaks book talks about that a lot. Talking about sleep time learning and multi-dimensional experience. It is also true that some wanderers do go to other dimensions and do service on the human inner planes, meaning 3D inner planes, or higher dimensions. It is possible. and it's possible when we get to a certain level of activation. So yeah, the answer is... yes, indeed. Thank you, everybody. I feel this has been a wonderful session.